WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of two Good Samaritans was shot with pepper spray and robbed yesterday during the midnight hour. College Station police report two women took undisclosed property from the victims. The injured victim was treated at a local hospital and released. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. A DPS trooper who was murdered on Thanksgiving was remembered last night. DPS hosted a prayer vigil outside the Freestone County Courthouse in Fairfield, not far from where Damon Allen was shot and killed during a traffic stop on Interstate 45. Funeral services for the 15-year trooper are Friday morning at the Mejia High School football stadium. The man charged with capital murder, Dabrett Black, who was initially taken to the Brazos County Jail following his arrest, was transferred Friday night to the Freestone County Jail. The College Station City Council has adjusted regulations in its suburban commercial zoning that follows land use changes in several areas of town bordering residential neighborhoods to less restrictive categories. Before the final decision, the council voted 5-2 to allow gas stations and drive-through businesses. Linda Harvell said she was not crazy about those businesses bordering single-family homes.
Especially when there's no limit to the number of gas pumps. You know, it's in front of a neighborhood, and I think we need to remember this was designated to be neighborhood friendly.
Most current and future suburban commercial locations in College Station are also located along the freeway and major streets. The official leading the state's recovery effort from Hurricane Harvey says he's not giving up on securing more federal funds. The most recent proposal from the Trump administration calls for Congress to approve $44 billion for storm relief efforts, but that would have to be split between Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says they've told President Trump that's not enough, and they will keep sending that message.
For some reason, the Office of Management and Budget and the recommendation coming out of the White House is not good for Texas.
The White House has called on Texas to spend more of its own money on hurricane recovery, and Sharp says they're already doing that. He says Texas is asking for $61 billion for storm recovery. The Texas Education Agency is looking for a new special education director after Lori Cash was fired after only 3 months on the job.
The Texas Education Agency fired Lori Cash, who had been on the job only 3 months. The Austin American-Statesman reports the TEA took action after learning of a lawsuit that accuses Cash of attempting to cover up child abuse allegations during her time with a school district in Oregon. The suit alleges Cash ordered several subordinates to stay quiet about the child's claims. The TEA says if it had known about the allegations, Cash never would have been hired in Texas. Chris Summer, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on bcrbcs.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, bcrbcs.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for the perfect loved one? Miss Tony, Jesse, and the rest of the Montelongo's fine jewelry family have been helping people select the perfect gift for 25 years. This Christmas, let Montelongo's help you find a dazzling gift from their incredible selection that's in stock and ready to be wrapped. Tis the season with a gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry that's sure to make your loved one's Christmas shine. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry makes the season sparkle. Visit their showroom on University Drive and Merry Christmas from the Montelongo family to yours.
Good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure will lead to sunshine, and that sunshine will lead to us warming up today to about 70 to 75. The high is going to be in control of the weather tonight. With it in control, we'll look for a clear sky and a low of 50 to 55 overnight. More sun, breezy for tomorrow. We're 75 to 80. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Some morning clouds on Wednesday, then sunshine. Highs around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, freeway still closed, northbound lane.
Yes, yeah, right. Northbound at Rock Prairie. And again, according to some of our listeners, a car has hit one of the columns, it sounds like, of the overpass. And we have not received any more word from College Station police. So as of now, yes, it's still shut down.
And it's just the one car accident, right?
I believe so.
Okay, good. Oh, well, I mean,
I don't know.
You never want to see an accident,
right,
one car.
I think that's probably it. Well, the big news this morning, we just haven't had time because we've had, you know, stuff going on here, but here we go.
Britain preparing for another royal wedding.
Yes.
Prince Harry, Prince William's brother, is to marry Meghan Markle, the Los Angeles-born star of TV legal drama Suits. She's also a humanitarian campaigner and has become a fixture on the front of tabloid newspapers here since the couple began dating in summer 2016. Yeah. The royals say they will marry in the spring. Ms. Markle is divorced, which has previously caused problems for royal romances, but it's not expected to be an issue on this occasion.
Nah.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
There you go.
It's not an issue because no one really is worried about Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because,
But, you know, this has kind of been a whirlwind relationship.
It really has.
I mean,
if they get married in the spring of 2018, that's only 2 years.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But I love the prince was saying, oh, they're so happy.
Oh, yeah.
They're so excited to be wedded
I know.
This day.
I woke up this morning to another royal wedding and an Aggie basketball win. So, you know.
Two Aggie basketball wins.
Why is it that women get crazy whenever it's a royal wedding? Is it just because that's what you want?
Well,
you want a royal wedding?
You got to be that princess. Here's Prince Charles. Okay, okay.
I'm thrilled. Thank you very much. To both of them. I hope they'll be very happy indeed. They're very happy indeed.
Yeah, I bet you're real pumped.
Well, we just like extravagant things, this is like the ultimate.
Do you think that Prince Charles has ever done a fist bump? I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I just imagine them interviewing my dad compared to him.
Okay. Well, you know, we never thought it was going to happen.
There you go.
Finally, it did.
You know, so,
thank goodness. We were worried.
They'll
be very happy. Yeah, that's it, though. I mean, you know, no expenses spared.
The dress is going to be, like, just perfect.
Of course.
Because I remember when What's-His-Face and Kate got married, everybody was freaking out about that. And the wedding was, like, at 3 a.m.
Our time.
And
right.
They were getting up to watch that
stuff. Oh, I know. Well, they just don't happen very often either.
They don't. That's true. So, right. As a result, that probably.
And we don't really have like the equivalent. Like, I've never seen a president's daughter get married and anyone really freak out about it.
Didn't Kim Kardashian do that big wedding with her and
Chris Humphries?
Yeah.
The marriage that lasted all of 30 days.
Oh, that one.
That's about as close as we've gotten.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is kind of, I mean, it's not royalty, but it's a wedding story. A New Jersey couple who had to leave their wedding reception early when the bride suffered an allergic reaction going to get a free do-over.
Oh.
Victoria Tomolo was dancing at the September reception when she became ill and started to have trouble breathing.
Yikes.
As a nurse, she realized what was happening, and soon her father was administering with that really, really expensive EpiPen right through her wedding dress.
Oh, man.
Zonked her right there on the leg. Well, sympathizing with the newlywed's plight, their caterer and the owner of the entertainment company that performed all the wedding teamed up to offer them a complimentary do-over.
Yeah, so they don't get sued.
150 of the 250 guests who attended the first reception were able to attend yesterday's number
Does
two.
It say what she was allergic to
Does
that
not,
she ate?
Don't know. Have no idea. Could
you
have
would
been
just
her
think, yeah, you, yeah. Well, yeah. You would just
what
think
if it's
that.
A fake? What yeah. if she did all of it just
oh
to
God.
Get another
just to
reception?
Get
EpiPens are too expensive to fake something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you're probably right. So if you've ever felt that your eyelids were dry and uncomfortable, perhaps you need to have an eyelid shave.
Oh,
I've heard about. Yeah,
okay,
no.
It happens. A street barber. Okay. Those two words together
street barber.
Would already yeah. make you kind of feel a little concerned about
right.
any of that. But it's in China, so they don't care. They will do eyelid shaves there for $12. The technique appears to unblock glands along the rim of the eyelid.
Nope.
According to this,
it just hurts
this
thinking
person,
about it.
I know. An ophthalmologist explains that the street barbers likely shaving open these glands, which customers say feel dry and uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so.
I just, yeah. I just Googled
no,
it.
No, why did you do that? Why
Zach.
Did you do that?
It's a straight razor.
Oh, you'll never be able to see that. Oh, I can't imagine.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
And what if that guy sneezes right when he's yeah. in the middle of that? See, that,
What if some little street urchin just comes over and, like, you
bumps
know.
Him.
Yeah.
Some street
yeah.
urchin.
If he's like a cameraman on the sideline of a sideline right. of a football game, they just bump the quarterback
exactly.
with, in the knee.
How crazy is that, right?
In case y'all didn't hear, so it's Ohio State and Michigan playing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Barrett, was that the guy?
JT Barrett, yeah.
yeah. He comes into the news conference and gets up and tells the story. He's like, it looks like a stand-up comedian, okay?
Oh.
So I'm telling the story. And he was throwing the ball, and apparently some person hit his knee, and it went up into a stationary cart and hurt it. And so Urban Meyer is just, you know, ballistic over this.
And he's going to put out an all-out investigation to find out who the bumper was.
That's right. And
wow.
they've got, so they're going to have to look and see if they can find video of it because, you know, now they're saying it happened on purpose.
What if there was a second bumper?
That's right. There's the grassy bumper knoll. That's right. We don't know. Could have been two people who squoze him together and
yeah.
bumped his knee. So maybe we'll have new rules on the side.
They won, though, so.
Yeah, it's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, Mumbai, that's in India.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of people live there. Lots of people go there. Mumbai International Airport handled 969 flights in one day.
Good grief.
Let's get out our Google calculator there.
Wow.
There are so many people that live in India.
You're right. Let's say that there's 120 people on an airplane.
Okay.
Okay. You multiply that time 969. That's how many people.
Are you doing this, Scott?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Was that,
no,
oh, okay.
116,280.
Okay. So 116,000 people. Plus, you know, maybe there's going to be two people to meet them.
Right.
So we're talking a third of a million people through there.
Whew.
Can you imagine the line at the Cinnabon?
Yeah.
Man.
You'd really have to give yourself some extra time.
I think so.
To get through security and get your Cinnabon before you get on the plane.
Now, here's the deal, okay? And that is more than any other airport that operates a single runway.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. They've got two runways, but for some foolish reason, they cross in the middle.
Oh, weird.
So the airport can never use the pair simultaneously.
At the same time.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bloomberg reports the massive number of flights likely did not include the majority of Indians. 97% of the country's 1.3 billion have reportedly never taken a flight.
What?
Let me say that again. They got 1.3 billion people. Okay, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
97% of them have never taken a flight.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is the Indira Gandhi International? Is it the one in Delhi?
It's no, Mumbai.
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 Mumbai. It's the Mumbai
airport.
It's
the 29th largest
yeah.
airport in the world.
Wow.
They just do a lot of business.
Yeah.
They do some biz.
Man.
Do you imagine that? I mean, you think people are standing up before they get to the gateway?
No,
I'm just saying.
Of course.
Yeah.
McCarran in Las Vegas is bigger.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they've got places where you can simultaneously land this one runway. One runway.
Really?
They must be pretty efficient, though, if they're moving that many people in and out.
Now, have y'all flown into San Diego?
No.
Lindbergh Field, that's the busiest airport in America with one runway. Coming in, and you're coming in, you land generally, you know, you're going to be headed to the west as you come in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rise, I mean, right before it, and I think it's an Econo Lodge that sits on the top of the hill right there.
Okay.
And, I mean, you just go right over this
hotel.
Waking all the people up.
And boom, and there you are. And, again, one runway. And San Diego is pretty big and busy. They built a second airport, but most people still fly into that to Lindbergh.
Okay.
But it's something to look forward to one of these days. All right, so here you go. The 47-year-old woman named Julia Ganji of Barrington, Illinois. Earlier this month, she called the cops to report that someone had stolen her SUV. Well, the police found it about a mile and a half away from her house on fire.
Okay.
After an investigation, they figured out exactly what had happened. The SUV had not been stolen.
Mm.
She torched it herself.
Oh, Julia.
Wait. She used a flamethrower that she bought online to torch it herself.
You can buy a flamethrower online.
That's legal, by the way.
That is the perfect Christmas gift, you guys.
Flamethrower for sale.
We have found it.
California is the only state where you cannot buy a flamethrower online.
Wow. Well,
that's why California is behind everyone.
They are.
Yep.
But even though you can legally own a flamethrower in Illinois and, I guess, legally use it, you really just can't use it to set the car on fire and then falsely report it stolen.
Yeah.
Julie turned herself in last week.
Did she give a reason?
Police say that they don't know what her motive is yet, although it sure sounds like an insurance scam.
Right.
Or someone who said, I got to test out my little flamethrower. Let me find. Oh, I'll just burn my car.
By the way, free shipping for this one on Amazon.com. The Red Dragon BP2512 SVC 400,000 BTU Weed Dragon Backpack Propane Vapor Torch Kit with squeeze valve.
How long is that name?
Yeah, can you say that
what
again?
What is that about? That's how amazing. Much is it going for?
The Red Dragon.
No, it's okay.
It's selling for $291.04. You're saving 6%.
Wow.
Wait a minute. For $300?
Less than $300 and free shipping. You can be the proud owner of a Red Dragon BP2512 SVC 400,000 BTU Weed Dragon Backpack Propane Vapor Torch Kit with squeeze valve.
Squeeze valve.
Well, if it doesn't have a squeeze valve, how are you going to start it up anyway? Right.
That's true. It's got a pull.
But just remember, Ben says shop local first.
Shop local first.
I don't know that we have... I don't think if you Google
I don't know if we could find local flamethrowers.
Go to Craigslist. You can find somebody.
We can do that. Well, there's also this guy named Kayong Major of Macomb, Mississippi, just posted an item for sale on Facebook. It'd be a slightly used coffin.
Slightly used.
He says it was buried for 3 years, but, quote, they just pulled it back up and decided to go in a different route, end quote. I guess that means that they took the person out and cremated
him.
I hope that's what it means. I'm not sure. Anyway, asking $200 for the coffin.
That's strange. There's a lot of questions there in that story.
I think whenever I go, I don't even know if I want a coffin. Just get me back to the earth, man.
And that's fine, but don't, you know, again, once you buy the coffin, don't you keep it.
You could have that. You could keep that.
New study has found that the number one thing that makes us angry is when we're out doing our Christmas shopping and someone is walking too slowly through the stores.
So
84% of us find that annoying.
Slow walkers in general.
Well, because you have long legs.
True.
It doesn't take
that long. Exactly. You can
but
move
But I feel like
faster.
With Christmas shopping, if you're looking for something, of course they're going to be moving a little bit slower.
I mean, there are some people who do know exactly what they want, but the idea is, I mean,
others who are perusing.
There's going to be an impulse purchase function there.
Right.
And so if now, if they're leaned over and using it as a walker, that's something different.
Well, you know what
I mean? But I'm just saying... Aside from that,
it's like people who go the speed limit on the interstate.
What are you going to do about that?
Don't go the speed. You go over the speed limit.
People just need to be more patient, especially during the holiday season.
See, but they don't because then they get annoyed because they've gone to get the present. Well, they've gone to get the present and they can't find it. because, you know, somebody got there first.
Yeah.
And so as a result, they're angry.
Speaking of the speed limit, definitely go over the speed limit in Louisiana. It's like 60 everywhere.
Really?
On the interstate.
Yes.
Well, how is
and luckily, traffic goes like 80. So it's not like you're zipping in and passing out people.
Right.
But
once you get on the interstate, it's a free-for-all. As long as you're not the fastest one. Like,
right.
If you're not going
faster than that guy,
you're going to be all right.
Okay. Now, while we're talking about all this stuff and how you get angry while you're out,
yeah? Uh-huh.
To help satisfy your hunger.
Eat a Snickers?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. And that's the thing that's pretty cool because, as we know, the internet all by itself can be an angry place.
Uh-huh.
But now Snickers has a You're Not You When You're Hungry campaign going on. They are offering customers the opportunity to purchase their candy bars at discounted rates.
Oh.
But your fellow internet followers have to be a little angry for the coupon code to work. To help satisfy your hunger, the candy brand developed a tool designed to measure the internet's level of hanger via an algorithm cleverly named the Hungerithm.
The Hungerithm.
So the hangrier the internet gets, the cheaper the price of Snickers will be.
Okay.
Should customers purchase them at a participating 7-Eleven? Now, this won't work for us because the nearest 7-Eleven is like 700 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's in Huntsville. I'm not sure which. But anyhow.
Might as well be 700 miles away.
Right. But today is probably going to be an excellent day to check the anger level on the internet because it's Cyber Monday.
Right. You're going to have some websites crashing, some slow processing.
Snickers brand manager named Michael Italia said, sometimes you say stuff online you don't mean in a moment of anger.
Everyone's, you know, firing their football coaches.
Right, whatever it happens. Or you try to hire one and the fans get mad and they protest and they won't let you hire him. Well, we've all witnessed this type of behavior from friends and family in our news feeds, and now Snickers can help satisfy it in real time.
There
so every 10 minutes, the algorithm will use a list of 3,000 commonly used words and phrases to determine the internet's mood.
But how annoying is that if you're working at 7-Eleven? Are you checking every 10 minutes to see what the Snicker price is?
Yeah, how does that work? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they have to show it, like, on their phone or, you know, like, I don't know.
Maybe it's got something set up with, like, a barcode where you have to do is scan it.
All right. So I went to hangerithm.com.
Okay.
Here's the landing page. Our promise, as a responsible chocolate manufacturer, we need to ensure that we're marketing Snickers responsibly. Please enter your age below. Are you kidding me?
Why do you have to put your age on there?
I have no idea. I guess because if they're little kids, then that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, the internet gets a little angry. Yeah. Okay, launch Hangerithm. Okay, here we go. Wow, it's 8 cents off right now.
Oh, okay.
But at 7:20 this morning, you could have gotten $1.08 off.
People
were really, really,
really
angry back
this
then.
Morning.
Exactly. They analyzed 200 social posts at 7:20 this morning, and the internet was, quote, freaking out. Okay. Just saying. So,
All right.
Hit it about 2 this afternoon, but once again, since there's not a 7-Eleven around here, we probably can't take advantage
of it.
Yeah,
and then by the time you drive to one, it's probably changed.
Yeah, right. And so then you'd be the one who'd be angry.
Not worth it.
Yep.
Join conductor Marcelo Busicki and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. This Brazos Valley tradition features organist James Faith, the Sanctuary Choir, and Canticle Ringers of Christ United Methodist Church and the College Station High School Varsity Women's Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The government official President Trump wants to pass over as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau with his own budget chief is asking a federal court to block the president's appointment. Leandra English, who was elevated to the position of interim director of the CFPB by its outgoing director, filed a lawsuit last night seeking a declaratory judgment and a temporary restraining order to block White House budget director Mick Mulvaney from taking over the bureau. English cited the Dodd-Frank Act, which created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The FBI is looking into an eastern Ohio landowner's claims that oil and gas investment firm Enervest sold valuable shale drilling rights on his property that should have been his to sell. The probe follows allegations made against Enervest in a more than 2-year-old civil case filed in Ohio, where drilling into the prolific Utica shale has made the state one of the country's top energy producers. On Wall Street, futures pointing now to a little changed open. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
2005 was a time of painfully slow dial-up internet, a time when only 1% of the U.S. population was online. But it was also the year that Ellen Davis and Scott Silverman, working at Shop.org, owned by the National Retail Federation, concocted a now self-fulfilling prophecy called Cyber Monday. Kim Commando here with your Cyber Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Today is about to become the biggest shopping day in all of United States history. 2 days ago on Black Friday, we spent $5 billion. That kind of buying caused Amazon stock to jump by almost $30 a share, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos became the richest person in the world. He's now worth more than $100 billion. Today will be even bigger, a $6.6 billion day, more than 1,000 orders every second. Not bad for a made-up promotion when nobody was shopping online. Cyber Monday deals and all the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 49 degrees. Just kidding. It's a little bit warmer than that. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's about 51. Now, according to College Station Police, northbound Highway 6 at Rock Prairie is down to one lane at this time as officers are working on a major accident. We just received a text message that traffic is backed up northbound past William D. Fitch. Texters have also told us that a car has hit a column under that overpass at Rock Prairie. There are still delays in the area, so if you can't avoid it, you probably should. The parent company of Post Oak Mall reports a strong start to the holiday shopping season. The CEO of CBL Properties says their 119 properties were closed on Thanksgiving to build excitement for Black Friday. Now, one of the anchor stores at the mall did have issues on Black Friday, but Macy's says it has fully resolved problems related to its processing some gift and credit cards. The chain blamed the Black Friday glitch on overcapacity that caused some transactions to take longer to process. It says it does not anticipate any additional delays. Giving two women a ride to the College Station Motel left one of two Good Samaritans injured after being hit with pepper spray and both victims losing unidentified property. The victims told College Station police they were approached yesterday during the midnight hour at a gas station by two women who asked for a ride. The attack took place after arriving at the Motel 6. The victim who was hit with pepper spray was treated at a local hospital and released. Descriptions of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police continue to look for two or three suspects in a drug-related armed robbery that took place the night before Thanksgiving. Three victims who met with a fourth person to buy marijuana told officers they were ambushed on McAshen Street, which is east of the federal women's prison. The suspects took a truck, which was later located. No injuries were reported. The College Station City Council is taking a step to resolve an issue in zoning regulations the last few years. The council at last week's meeting approved fewer restrictions to the city's suburban commercial classification, which applies mostly to land between residential neighborhoods and major streets, including the freeway. Madison Thomas of the city's planning department says one of the recommendations, endorsed after community meetings and a review by the Planning and Zoning Committee, is allowing flat roofs on commercial buildings.
We've had a lot of feedback on the pitched roof, and I think a lot of some of the issues that developers have is the cost of providing the pitched roof. So we did. We went and got feedback on how, you know, the community felt about flat roofs. And, you know, the feedback was positive. And so that's when staff went to recommend to allow either or.
The council voted 5-2 to allow gas stations and drive-through businesses in the revised zone as part of College Station's 10-year update to the city's comprehensive plan. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp continues his work in charge of leading the state's comeback from Hurricane Harvey. Sharp says the Trump administration's request to Congress for another $44 billion is not enough.
All we're asking the federal government to do is the same thing they did for Sandy and the same thing they did for Katrina. Sandy, for instance, was half the storm that Harvey was.
Sharp says that proposed spending package would have to cover not only Texas, but Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Officials with the Trump administration have said Texas seems to spend more of its own money on hurricane recovery efforts. Sharp says the state has spent about $90 million on debris removal. The man accused in the Thanksgiving Capitol murder of DPS trooper Damon Allen south of Fairfield is now being held in the Freestone County Jail. Dabrett Black was transferred Friday night from the Brazos County Jail. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says Black was held as a courtesy after the suspect received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries following his capture near Prairie View. Funeral services for the slain trooper are Friday morning at the Mejia High School football stadium. That follows a prayer vigil hosted by DPS outside the Freestone County Courthouse last night. A monument to Texans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan will be unveiled next weekend at the state capitol.
Nearly a 250,000 Texas servicemen and women have been deployed to the conflicts. The artist who created the sculpture honoring them says the 20-foot-tall Price of Liberty monument will be installed on the south lawn of the Capitol grounds. It shows a man reaching to his wife and child with one hand, up to an angel with the other. The base of the statue will feature dog tags, which families and service members inscribed with the name of a soldier or a prayer. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, especially with those traffic alerts. We appreciate those. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Earl, get
get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit Chowder Potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
8:39, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will lead to sunshine, and that sunshine will lead to us warming up today to about 70 to 75. The high is going to be in control of the weather tonight. With it in control, we'll look for a clear sky and a low of 50 to 55 overnight. More sun, breezy for tomorrow. We're 75 to 80. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Some morning clouds on Wednesday, then sunshine. Highs around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So USA Today telling us the drunkest cities in every state.
There you go.
Just so you'd know. I mean, Alabama, it's Auburn.
Really?
Just saying.
I find that kind of hard to believe, actually.
Bet it was this weekend.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
They were getting crazy. Toomer's Corner is snowy white.
Yeah. Then in Arizona, it's Flagstaff. In Arkansas, it's Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Fort Collins in Colorado. That's Colorado State, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
Northern Colorado.
What does that say? Drunkest city in Georgia, Athens.
Yeah.
SEC. SEC.
It just means more.
Is that... Very nice.
And the SEC, it just means more.
In Texas, it's Austin and Round Rock, that MSA area right there.
Okay.
22.3% of the excessive drinking rate. Austin, Round Rock, heaviest drinking metro area in Texas, among the heaviest drinkers nationwide as well. As is often the case in areas with high excessive drinking rates, the Austin population also relatively high earning and well-educated. Rich drunk people.
Sixth Street getting its name.
That's right. Some 43% of the area's adults have bachelor's degrees, a largest share of any state in the with 25 metro areas. Similarly, Austin's $71,000 median annual household income, highest of any metro area in Texas, and that helps out as well.
They've been having a drink for that football team the past few. Hey, they're bowl eligible this year.
Well, good for them. You know what?
They lost to Tech.
I turned that game off saying Tech is so miserable that they can't win.
Yeah.
And then
Cliff Kingsbury saved his job.
Yeah, yep. I guess so.
Got the Chancellor Spurs.
Oh, boy, I get to stay in Lubbock another year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He likes it there, apparently.
I think he probably does. He played ball there. high school students in Australia have been sitting down in the nursing home with residents to write down the residents' memoirs.
Yeah.
One of those whose story was put on paper was that of 102-year-old Florence Wheeler. A 16-year-old 10th grader was taking a college-sponsored course and was assigned to the task of writing down Florence's stories. The 16-year-old said, boy, this is deep. Quote, it was really surprising just hearing what she did and how it's different from what I do.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's true, though. There's truth to that.
Yeah, I guess. And that's fine. Glad to hear that. Glad that it has had
that's
some
it.
Sort
that's
of
all
impact.
We got.
That's all we got.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be
really interesting.
A+ for you,
yes,
sir.
Thanks for doing that. City official and parking manager in Italy was fired after a newspaper reported he parked his car in a no parking zone and displayed a handicap permit that belonged to an 86-year-old woman. Parked his car in the tow-away zone before walking into a restaurant on Friday night. Yeah, well.
That's against the rules, sir.
He lost his job. Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to volunteer. Yeah. Well, I mean, I volunteered anyways to take my great aunt around because she had a handicap sticker.
Okay, sure.
Hey, we can go park up close.
Yep, that's right. Park up close.
But
that's
I did it. I would have done it anyways.
Sure,
I was a good nephew.
I understand. Woman traveling the wrong way on a Florida road nearly ran into a sheriff's deputy.
Mm.
Deputy had to take evasive action to avoid getting hit. After the pursuit that lasted about a mile and a half, the woman's pulled over, and as the deputy approaches, she noticed the distinct smell of alcohol emanating from the woman's vehicle.
She on her way to cheer practice?
No, that was another one.
Yeah.
Woman asked the deputy why she pulled her over. The woman asked the deputy why she pulled her over. Deputy informed the woman she'd been traveling south in the northbound lane, to which the woman said, well, I'm not from around here. I don't know how the roads go.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how them roads go.
Haven't we all gone the wrong way on a one-way?
Well, yeah, but not for a mile and a half and not with the police.
And not after almost hitting a trooper.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
I'm not from around here. So.
All right, TV tonight, the CMA Country Christmas. That's at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC. Okay. Reba hosts the special film. It was done at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Got Luke Bryan, Alan Jackson, Lady Antebellum.
Do without the Luke Bryan, but all the other ones
big,
I like.
Little big
so judgy.
Year, would you?
I'm not being
really.
Judgy. I just don't like his music.
Reba also joins.
I'm not judgy. I just don't like it.
Yeah. Reba joins Ballerini. I don't know.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kelsey. All right. Way to go. Mm-hmm. All right. On 9 o'clock tonight on NBC, it's very Pentatonics Christmas. Jay Leno
cool.
and Jennifer Hudson and all those kind of people will be on. So. 4 full years have passed since that animated classic Frozen. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
let
that?
It go.
That's the one thing.
That's the one. That's it.
But some people are not willing to let it go. Anyone and everyone who, of course, has seen the movie and heard the music from the movie. But there is one international singer who believes that Disney ripped her off.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
Yep. Jamie Sierra says that she should get the royalties. She's filed a lawsuit against Disney and that Idina Menzel, is that her name?
Yeah,
yes.
Idina.
Idina, yeah, and Demi Lovato and anybody else associated who had any money.
Wow.
She says she recorded a song called Volar back in 2008, and then it hit the high spots of many of the same places on the music chart and says that Disney stole it from her. So, once
man.
Again, follow
yeah,
the money.
To listen to that,
follow
yeah.
Well, I tried to find it, and I couldn't. I didn't see it, but again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I found it.
Oh, did you? Well, play it.
Your Googling skills
well,
are just not
to,
up to par.
Actually, I just went to YouTube and
Jamie. Yeah, Jamie Sierra is actually, looks like a male
I don't know.
Vocalist.
No idea. No. Okay, I'm not hearing it yet. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds exactly like it. Total ripoff.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Definitely got a case. What the heck is this?
I don't think that's English.
No, Zach, I don't think it is.
Okay.
But he's got over almost... 1.5 million views now on this
probably
video.
Probably because people
hey,
like us who are going to look for
that's
it.
Right. He's going to end up making money off of this
regardless.
Deal anyway. That's,
yeah.
that's just fine.
Wonder if he didn't do that just to...
To jack
I mean,
up
obviously
numbers.
To get his name. Because this was published back in 2011, and okay. I have a feeling all of these views have come recently.
That's probably right. Okay, so how often do you pet your dog? And you gaze into their eyes and you smile... And hopefully you do that very often because it's good for you. The more that you do it, the more the dog likes it too. But new research helps us to understand why. Every time you gaze lovingly into your dog's eyes, its level of oxytocin, the attachment hormone, goes up.
Aww.
So does yours. And so oxytocin has long been referred to as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because we and our pets release that when we hug and, you know, you rub them on the back of the neck or wherever. Okay. This increases our attachment to that person or animal. But researchers already knew this about us. They didn't know that the same thing happens to dogs. And so as a result, they prefer smiling faces over threatening ones, kind of like we do. This may not sound like much in the human kingdom, but among animals, we have a better chance of survival if they are attuned to threatening cues. It's a big deal.
Okay.
The new study from Helsinki, University of Helsinki, seems to reinforce a circle of affection between dogs and humans. The nicer you are to your dog, the more of the love hormone they secrete, and in return, that will make them love you even more. So, but you got to keep feeding them, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And but unlike people who are cat owners. Well, I mean, what if we laid that story on Mr. Downs? How would he respond?
You don't look longingly and lovingly into a cat's eyes.
It's a cat. Well, and the cat certainly doesn't do that to you, because he's basically looking for a meal or waiting until you're asleep so he can jump on your neck and sink his fangs into your neck.
But have you ever seen the cat's eyes, Chief? Like a doll's eyes. Those black eyes roll over white.
And that's from what?
Joss.
No, thank you. Okay, I don't remember.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers Group of Companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one in a million woman in your life with a one in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Tax reform? Who knows? Your tax experts at Bottom Line Bookkeeping will have all of the answers to your questions. Don't hesitate to call. We will keep you posted. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, celebrating 35 years of business in the Brazos Valley. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC, $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. I've invited Mr. Downs to come visit us. I don't know if he's going to. In the meantime, leftovers. We finished our leftovers yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah,
we did. Well, I've been out of town, so yeah. I haven't been able to eat all of mine yet.
So here are six Thanksgiving foods and how long they will keep in the fridge. Turkey, 3 to 4 days, okay?
Okay.
If you cut it up and store it in a shallow container. If you haven't done that already, it's probably already dried out. Homemade gravy, a day or two. Why would you keep it beyond that?
Homemade gravy. Yes. And then it gets the skin on top
right,
of it?
Yeah, stuffing 3 to 4 days. Mashed potatoes, 3 to 5 days. Pumpkin pie, 3 to 4 days. Cranberry sauce. It's the one Thanksgiving food that does keep for a while. The sugar acts to preserve it, so you can keep it in the fridge up to 2 weeks and still eat it. So, there. And now, entering our studio,
he's the boss.
It's that guy?
He's
what, you can't hear
man.
You? Oh, that one? That one, right there. It's you.
This is very exciting.
Why?
Well,
okay.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
You know, I'm thinking we probably have some new residents here in the building since last year. Did they know about the Christmas music? Have you gotten any complaints?
Ooh, I haven't started it yet. I started it the other day. I haven't started it today.
Oh, okay.
It's a push button thing. Can you turn my headphones up in case somebody else says something that needs to be heard?
Are you okay, Mr. Downs?
You sound like me.
I know. And you know, it's down the hall also. There's about four or five of us.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I was yelling at all the LSU fans. That's my excuse.
Yeah, hate that. People are going to start hearing about net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
wait. What do you mean, people? Hearing about net neutrality?
There are a lot of people who are suddenly going to find out what this means. So I don't know if you have some sort of a quick summation or a place you can send people so that they'll understand.
Free enterprise comes to the web.
We can't allow that our internet, my internet cost me X number of dollars and now it's going to cost more and I'm not going to be happy about it.
See, here's the thing. We've had a wild and free internet all this time.
We have.
And then the Wheeler FCC put the controls on it, and I don't know that anything really happened. But the net neutrality is wild and free, and the issue is, if you control it, can you make sure that there is more broadband? Can the government do a better job of allocating scarce resources than free enterprise can?
What are the chances of that?
Well, You know, there's bits and pieces of it all around. That I fear that the biggest thing we're going to discover that net neutrality brings about is that our Netflix prices will go up because you know they can now. Netflix is something like 75% of the internet after 7 at night,
right?
And you know they might want to. You know, AT&T might want to charge more for that.
They might want to do that. And the thing is, in most cases, you're probably not having to deal with buffering right now, and people are going to be concerned about that as more and more people get in there, and then they're going to go, "Oh well, if I have to pay a little more to get something, then I'll want that."
Well, it means AT&T can charge. Repealing and rolling back net neutrality. There was even a question as to whether or not those free, the free music things that if you have T-Mobile, I think it is, you can get free downloads and free music from a certain thing. There was even a question whether that violated the net neutrality rules or not. So I don't know. I mean, there's pros and cons, and if you're a free market person, you're going to be mad at me for saying there's pros and cons, and if you're a left-wing radical, you're going to be mad at me for saying there's something to be said for this. And so I don't know. There's no way to. I mean, they've called Ajit Pai everything except chairman on this deal.
Well, that's why I wanted you to address this, because people may not, again, I think we do get ahead of the curve sometimes on this stuff.
It's way beyond what we can do in a minute or two here, for sure.
I know. Yeah, that's for sure. But go look it up and find out about it and know that I don't know, you know, that's a commodity. And if you have that and you have the ability to be able to charge more for it, then you should be able to, I think. I'm a free enterprise guy.
I think so, too, and especially I look at the people who are on each side of the issue. That helps me some as well, yeah. So, anyway,
okay.
There you have it.
So now, are you in agreement that tomorrow when they announce the Grammy nominations that Ed Sheeran and Kendrick Lamar are pretty much going to walk away with most
of them? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, who else is there?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? Okay. Really?
Yeah, and then Let It Go was stolen. You missed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Grammys. Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody says that they recorded it back in 2008.
Means every time Sophia sings it, I've got to say copyright.
You do.
2016.
Okay, if I say OK Go, do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, OK Go has another video out.
Oh, does it? Yeah. It involves perpetual motion and anti-gravity again, I guess.
Actually, it is 567 printers that are churning out different colored pages. It's called Obsession, and they are suggesting that if you have epilepsy, you do not watch it.
Well, isn't that a way to get
interesting?
To get your name in the headlines.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, because they do. They throw out, you know, some pretty if you've seen their first video was what? OK Go.
Yeah. It was the one with the treadmills.
Yeah, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. All right, so
Lily's a big fan of theirs.
Well, I like that first video. Yeah. I don't know.
The second one, the office chairs, is great also.
Okay. Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Okay. So now, what kind of music does he play? Because my wife asked me, and I didn't really know how to answer.
Smooth jazz.
That.
Top 40.
Okay, well, guess what? He was the big winner at the 2017 Soul Train Awards.
Oh.
He does a little soul stuff, yeah.
Well, I know, but man, he picked up 5 awards, Best R&B and Soul Artist Song of the Year.
How many other people are making music in that category?
Over here.
You?
Soul Train is still a thing?
Yeah, who knew?
That's what I'm saying, is that, and that's why his music is winning, because it's just popular, and I don't know how many other people even have music that's going to be awarded.
Toni Braxton got the Don Cornelius Legend Award, which means where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
And but apparently his, 24K Magic is going to be on TV in the next couple of weeks. Is that
okay.
Right? I saw that on CBS that they're promoing it.
Sure.
So you said Toni Braxton, I flipped back to, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. I know.
Did you know that Taylor Swift's Reputation sold more than the other 6 songs on the top 7 combined?
But why, though?
I'm just saying.
Because she's great.
Is that it?
Look what you made me do is such a dumb song. I'm sorry.
Garth Brooks is in at number 4. Well, Pentatonix is number 5 because it's Christmas time. Number 4 is Garth
really
Brooks.
I'm really hurt that you would say that about all the Swifties out there.
I know.
I didn't say that about the Swifties.
Zach's really judgy about
her.
Music. It's fine.
I'm a music snob.
Okay, number 2 is Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Okay. Or it could be Tim Hill and Faith
McGraw.
That's
his, yeah, they're doing their duo thing right now.
They are, and they're touring. 40 million flat-screen TVs sold in U.S. America, Ben.
Well,
each year.
And why wouldn't you?
Why? How many more do you need?
Well, 40 million? I mean, we got to replace all those tubes and things.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Mine's curved.
Yeah.
I've seen that. TV. That seems like extra effort for not much.
Well, we'll see how that
you
works.
You got a good deal
it
on was, it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. I got
if
a great
you,
deal on
if
it.
If you pull the Ottoman up right next to it, right. So you can feel the warmth coming out of the screen. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anything else? How was your Thanksgiving? Everything
it was fine. Okay. Fine. Went to Corpus. Saw where the trees had all blown over and everything. Boy, they still got a lot of work to do down there. Bayside will never be back to base. There'll never be another Bayside again. And same thing with Furio. They're just, you know, it's all still stacked up on the corners of the streets. And just that Harvey hit them hard, baby.
It will come
hit
back.
Hit them hard.
Happy birthday to the Guinness Book of Records, first published on this date in 1955. And speaking of crashing trees, it was on this date in 2009 at Tiger Woods. SUV hit that tree outside his house. And, well, I guess the rest is a sad history, isn't it? All right, we're back to ours. 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.